our next item is Pemberton subdivision buffer waiver on Route 30.
This is a request to waive the 30-foot forested buffer requirement for a subdivision. When the commission granted preliminary and final approval, the adjoining parcels to the north and east were in agricultural use. Therefore, that required a 30-foot forested buffer. Since final approval was granted, the adjoining parcels to the north and east were approved for a development to be known as Elizabethtown, which was an RPC. The developers are requesting that the buffer requirement be deleted since the adjoining parcels are now proposed for development. And I sent each of you a copy of the sketch, I believe.
This is in Mr. Burton's vast area of responsibility, and since he's absent, it would be incumbent on one of the other of you three to jump in. Okay.
Mr. Abbott, is the request to remove the buffer or to remove the forested aspect of the buffer out? Because having been to this site, I believe what's in place is a berm.
I would have to defer that to the developer.
Well, I think it just so happens that the developer's here with his engineer. Rather clean-shaven developer.
Yes, yeah. For a change.
Tom Selleck was going to do a movie.
Is that it?
Yep, no, George got a goatee and a beard now. Like shaved.
That's pretty good, Lawrence.
Had a good day.
Who are you anyway?
For the record, my name is Pret Dyer. I am a member of the owner, LLC, of Pemberton Subdivision. And the answer to the question is the 30-foot buffer will remain in effect. There is a approximate 5-foot berm in place. So the request was just for a waiver of the landscaping, the former landscaping requirement. So that is correct. We are maintaining the integrity of that 30-foot buffer. Obviously, the berm is in place. And when we realized that Elizabethtown had been approved, we actually spent, I don't know if you've been to the project, but we spent a pretty large amount of money on the entrance with the landscaping there, as well as the landscaping of many of the common areas within the project. So that is just for a waiver of the landscaping itself.
So what would you envision as being there? Just the berm, or what's
going to
be
berm.
On the berm?
That's
what's
correct.
Going to be on the berm?
It would just be a grass
grasses.
Berm. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And until such time as Elizabethtown is to be completed, is it anticipated that land's going to be continued to be farmed, or?
I honestly don't know the answer to that question. I don't know what their intentions. I know that they did receive an approval for that project, but I don't know the current status of that project. Additionally, I think that as a result of the separation that we have with the 30 feet and the existence of the berm, that there clearly is even without a anticipation of the code requirement, there is a substantial separation between our development and that neighboring property, both as distance and also in terms of the height of the berm. So I think it does afford, a very substantial break, which is probably anticipated in the ordinance itself.
Mr. Abbott, do we know what kind of buffer is going to be provided by Elizabethtown?
They did not come back with a site plan.
And Mr. Lank, have we had other situations like this where we've had agricultural land that was then converted to a development with the buffers?
We've had several projects, but we haven't had one that's asked for a waiver in the buffer requirement to my knowledge. difficulty of this one, we don't know if Elizabeth Town ever be built.
Right.
And release the buffer from being, landscaping from being required, then you have, if Elizabeth Town doesn't get built, then you don't have any buffer.
The one thing I would add is it's 4.75 trees per 100 feet. So the substance of this is 88 trees. That's what we're talking about.
The buffer's still there. It's the trees that you're asking.
The 30-foot buffer will remain in place. And obviously, we're not moving the berm. That would be very expensive.
Is there anything that would prevent a homeowners association for planting trees there at some later date if they
there would
felt
be nothing that would prevent them
felt
from
they
going
needed
there.
To or wanted to?
Absolutely.
Does the HOA have any opinion on this, or are you still controlling?
We still control the HOA.
And if Elizabeth Town wasn't being built, would you be coming before us now asking to do away with the forested buffer?
If Elizabeth Town was not approved?
Yes.
No.
And then the purpose in removing the forested buffer is for what reason?
For the reason that if Elizabeth Town were approved when we got our project approved, there wouldn't have been a requirement for this.
So what kind of cost factor are we talking about?
That I honestly do not know. I know that in anticipation of the fact that I thought that the rule was, and I was incorrect, that if the adjoining property did get the approval, that the necessity for doing the landscaping was removed. But that is not correct. So we've already gone forward and done additional landscaping throughout the community. We've already spent those dollars within the community on the landscaping that's there now. And I think if you go out to the site, you'll see that, that's a very, very well done entrance. And the community property within the project is also very well landscaped. So we've already literally spent the money that we allocated to these trees on top of the berm. We already spent that within the community and along the entrance from a budget point of view.
Excuse me. But you went ahead and spent that not knowing whether or not the forested buffer would be removed.
I was incorrect in my assumption that if an adjoining property were approved for a different use, a non-agricultural use, I thought it automatically change, but I was wrong.
Well, gentlemen, I probably have less heartburn over this because of the fact that the applicant has stated that the buffer, what did you say, 5 or 6 foot above grade by 30 foot width.
That's correct.
Is there and is probably superior to if it were flat with trees planted in a flat. So that buffer, that the mound, the berm would stay, it would be the trees that would not
That's
be
correct.
On it.
How big is the mound now?
How big is the berm?
Berm.
I think that the crest of the berm on the flat portion is 5 feet tall.
And how wide is it?
Well, it would come from the toe of the berm comes from the 30-foot sloping.
Okay, so it's taking up the whole 30-foot buffer.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In order to get on for the slopes to be able to mow it and stuff, in order to get 5 feet, it takes the whole thing
yeah.
to get it that high. Yeah. It's pretty big. There's a lot of dirt there.
Mr. Robertson, what does this put us in any kind of a awkward position in the future with other subdivisions if we're waiving the forested buffer in favor of the berm? You know, because I know we all have heartburn over, you know, the stormwater management ponds as part of the buffers.
Well, the one thing that you need to keep in mind is that the new buffer ordinance, and Lawrence, correct me if I'm wrong on this, I didn't go back and look at it, but would require, if somebody came in new, it would be, what, 20 feet all the way around?
20 feet all the way around?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if there's a subdivision next door or not, it's still a buffer required.
Forested buffer or landscape buffer.
Yeah, landscape buffer. It's just going to depend. I mean, at what stage the development next door is in. Like this one's an HRRPC, but it's still. Well, I don't know what the use of the land is next door.
It's an agriculture. I went out and inspected the site a few months ago, and for final for engineering for public work, so they could try to release, and everything was done except for the planning. I mean, I could have released it if it wasn't for the planning, but I had to refer to Public Works that they couldn't be released or release the bond until we had the landscaping done, or else there was some other method.
Or the requirement was relaxed, yeah.
Yeah.
One or the other. Yeah.
Then they've applied to relax it.
Okay. There you go. There's the rest of the story right there.
It's nice looking guy, I will say, even though it's a press project.
Thank you. It was Mr. McCray did all the work.
As usual.
Of course.
5-foot buffer is itself a landscape feature.
I mean, the berm.
The berm, rather, is itself a landscape feature. If it were dead flat, it would bother me a lot more. But and I think to answer your precedent question, I think that's where you were headed with that, yep. Is that it certainly would be possible that others might come in and ask for the same thing, but it's going to be limited to people that are already approved, because the new ordinance is going to take care of that anyway. So there won't be that possibility won't exist anymore. It won't matter.
And if they don't have a berm in place, I might not be so favorable to it.
That's what I'm saying. I think the berm itself is a landscape feature, and I think it does at least in some degree do what buffers are intended to do.
Well, each decision would be based on its own merit, because each case is going to be different.
Right. Yeah, and I don't think you're going to have many of them anyway, because the ordinance is going to fix that. The new ordinance will change all that anyway.
But history has shown that recently, anytime we make a decision, that's cited in the next request.
Well,
that's why I'm
that's true.
I was deferring to council in terms of precedence.
The only thing I would add is a berm costs a lot more than on a linear footage basis than 4.75 trees per 100 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I think what has been said is the berm certainly is a 5-foot berm, certainly a lot more effective than a tree every whatever that works out to be, 20 feet.
The new ordinance requires 15.
15 what?
15 trees every 100 feet.
Trees every 100.
15 per 100?
Right. But the approval on this one was 4.75.
Oh. I don't have a problem with it, gentlemen.
I don't either. No, I think we're good.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning Pemberton subdivision request for a buffer waiver on Route 30, my motion is for approval, given that the 30-foot wide, 5-foot high berm currently exists, and that the property is adjoining an approved RPC. I'm satisfied that the requirements of the intent of the 30-foot forested buffer is served by this by the existing berm.
Just to clarify, that you're not deleting the buffer requirement, just the forested aspect of it.
Just the forested aspect of it.
That's not a change.
Right, because we have an existing berm. Yeah. Right.
Not titled quite the way it should be, but you got it now.
So in other words, you can't dig up your berm and haul it away and sell it to dirt.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the waiver for the buffer plantings on Pemberton subdivision on Route 30 for the reasons stated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.